Blog Talk Radio.
There's an army rising up to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. No. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain.
Series today, Desperate Housewives of the Bible, with this hard-hitting, humorous dose of realism. Abigail, the woman.
The world around. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was in my country in Barbados. She was worshiping. There is no, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. My Lord Jesus, that just jumpstart my heart this morning just to hear that. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you, O God, for a new day, O God, a day that we have not seen before, and surely we will never, ever see this day again. O my Father, my Savior, my Redeemer, my soon-coming King, we thank you this morning, O God, for waking us up, O God, and clothing us in our right mind and giving us the activities of our limbs. O God, we pray this morning, this afternoon, O God, as we enter into your presence, O God, with a heart of thanksgiving and a mouth full of praise, O God, we have saturated the atmosphere with praise and worship, O God. We pray this morning that you receive all that we have sent up already, O God. And Lord, we pray, O God, as you sterilize the atmosphere with your almighty sovereign power, O God, we pray, O God, that you would touch this woman of God and that you would touch her lips, touch her eyes and her ears of clear. And God, even as she speak, God, I pray that you prepare our hearts to receive, O God, that we'll not just be spectators, O God, but we'll be ones that, O God, that activate the word in our hearts, in our lives, O God. Mighty God, we ask you, O God, to order this word, O God, that this word, O God, would heal or every infirmity, O God, that it would open blind eyes, that it would cause those that are dumb to speak, those that are deaf to hear, the crippled to walk, O God. We are praying this morning, O God, as you saturate the atmosphere, O God, with your presence, for the word declare that in your presence is the fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there truly are pleasures forevermore. God, we receive your presence right now. We receive your presence right now, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you for coming in, for you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So God, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify you right now. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for your presence in our midst, O God. Lord, we ask for you continue to watch over this world. You have spoken this world into existence with your words, O God. We ask, O God, that you continue to watch over, that you see all, O God, and that you control all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Come on in, Evangelist Campbell, and allow the Lord to use you for his glory. Come on in, come on in, come on in.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord for you this morning, Apostle Calendar. We thank God for you this morning, amen. We thank God for your wife, Nancy Calendar, this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do give God all the glory. We give God all the honor and all the praise, amen. For without him, we are nothing, and without him, we can do nothing. And it's just good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning, back to God's Resurrection Power Church in Christ this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank God for each and every one of us and our well-being this morning. One of my friends this morning, as I was talking to a friend this morning, someone that's very dear and near to me, I was asking him a question, and he reminded me of this song, "When Jesus Says Yes, Nobody Can Say No." When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
Nobody.
And I thought, my God, okay, that's faith right there, huh? Because he had some concerns and he was worried about some things. And as he was worried about these things, he said, he didn't just say the words. He began to sing to me, "When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
Can say no.
When Jesus says yes, hallelujah.
Nobody can say no. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah." And I thought, wow.
Yes, Lord.
I said, you know what? I know that song. And I know that song from right here. I love that song. And I'm about to go on at 11 o'clock. I said, I know that song. When Jesus says yes,
nobody
can say no.
Don't care who they are.
Don't care who they are.
That's a praise right there. That's a praise right there, daughter. That's the truth. Nobody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you say yes, nobody can say no. Don't care who
nobody
they are.
Nobody can say no.
Nobody.
So as Victor was talking to me this morning, Apostle, when Victor was saying that, I was like, wow, he said, let me say it again. And Apostle, he began to say, When Jesus says yes, nobody can say
nobody can say no. Nobody.
And he began to sing
Hallelujah.
It the way that you play it on here. And I thought, my
yes.
God, when the Almighty
right.
says yes, when the Almighty
nobody.
Says yes,
Hallelujah.
Nobody can say no. Hallelujah.
That's why we go, that's why we go to him. We go to him. Don't care what the doctor say, what the real estate people say. Don't care what the bank say. And Jesus said yes. My God, I tell you, you know, right there, I can show you something. I know many years ago, I went to get a car. I had no money. I wouldn't tell you a lie, daughter. I had no money, and my credit was bad. You hear what I tell you? My credit was bad.
Yeah.
And my wife told my son, I'm looking at this F-150, and this thing was burgundy and gold. That's the first thing Ford come up with that color. It was so pretty. It was on the showroom floor. You know, they put the nice ones that really show up good on the showroom floor. So I went in there and I saw that truck. I said, man, I want that truck. I can use that truck to make some money. And my wife told my son, she said, look, get in the car, because you know your dad can't get that truck. He ain't got no credit. He ain't got no money. You hear? We were living in a little apartment. And I told my son, I said, he was a young boy. I said, look, go on and listen to your mama. We had a little, small Chevy, can't remember the name of the car, but it was a little small Chevy car. It looked like the Toyota Corolla. Chevy had a little car, looked like the Toyota Corolla. But anyway, my son got into the car. I had no money. I had bad credit. But Jesus said yes. He said, don't be
Hallelujah.
Afraid. And I went and sit in this little cubicle with a salesman. He said, let me just go back here and talk to the finance man. And he took my credit. He took my license, and it went back there. I had a job, but I had no credit. My credit was bad because I'd messed up the credit cards from you know, using and stuff. And I tell when the man came back, I just tell when Jesus, that's a real good thing. That's a preach word right there. When the man came back, daughter, he told me, he said, Mr. Callender, any car you want on the lot, you can have. I said, this is the one I want, the one right here on the showroom floor. They opened them big doors, those big glass doors, and I didn't have to do
wow.
that to the car because it was already prepped. It was like glaze. When I drove home in that car, I had no down payment. The man told me at Ford of Alexandria, Virginia, he told me, he says, Mr. Candler, when you get the down payment, you can bring it. I had that car for a couple of months home, not a penny. My wife says, how you got that car? Do you steal them? You stealing people's cars? How do you steal a big car? Everybody can see it off the showroom floor. You got to open the glass doors. How you going to steal a big car? You
My
gotta,
God.
It's not like it's out on the lot. You can slip away off the lot. It's in on the showroom floor. But God has said yes. And the credit card that was bad, that didn't show up on the computer. The man told me, he said, Mr. Callender, your credit is so good, you can have anything on the lot.
What you
I
say?
I said, the one I want is the one on the showroom floor. He said, well, let me get the keys, and we're going to open the doors, and we're going to let you have it. You're going to have, you know, I read that guy. Said, oh, you can, they signed the papers. We signed all the papers. And my wife and my son had gone home. So when I show up at the house with that car, her eyes,
oh my God.
God said yes. God said yes, no matter what nobody say. God said
well, no
yes.
matter what
That's
nobody says.
We got to adhere to his word. So go ahead, daughter, and let the Lord use you. This is a powerful word. I'm really excited about that topic. So I'm looking to hear what the Lord gave you. Glory to God. Go ahead. I'm going on.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited this morning, Apostle, myself, because when Victor said that to me, I thought it just went all down in my spirit. And even as he was talking to me about us, even as he was talking to me, I was still just excited about when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. And I looked at him and I smiled. I said, that song, I said, I love that song. Well, I thank God for each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. So as we come this morning before the throne of grace, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, amen. We say thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, amen. Our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come to you, God, in our most humble spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, amen, for your love, your grace, your mercy, for your protection that you have showered down on us, God. You know, Jonah prayed, and Jonah said, in my distress, I called on the Lord, and he answered me. From the deep in the realms of the dead, I called for help, and he listened to me. So I'm saying to us today, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we call upon your name, we know that you hear our voices. We know that you hear our cries, God, in the name of Jesus. The songwriter said, I called on the Lord, and I got an answer. And, Lord, the answer we're looking from you today is thank you and hallelujah. Father, we just want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. As we give you the glory, honor, and praise, as your word go forth, God, in the name of Jesus, your word shall not return void. It doesn't matter what comes up against us, God. We know that when you say yes, nobody can say no to us. Well, our Father, in the name of Jesus, you said you will open doors that no man can close, and you will close doors that no man can open. And for this, Father, we say thank you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Go with him. I'll go with him all the way. Hallelujah. Where he leads me, I will follow. I will go with him all the way. So we thank for this morning in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord that comes to us today is living on top of the world. And as I was in the kitchen window this time, it's something about me standing in the window. It is just something about when I begin to stand in those windows and I begin to look up and I just begin to just admire the creation. And most of the time I'm not asking for anything. I'm just standing there just looking at how beautiful the world is, and how beautiful the creation is. Sometimes I rise up early in the morning, and I just walk outside, and I just begin to look up and tell God, thank you, amen. And because of that, as I was in the window in the kitchen, and I seen the squirrel running. And the squirrel came from the ground, and he ran up the side of the fence. It's a wooden fence, a private fence. And then he began to run across it, just run across the top of the fence. And in my spirit, the Spirit of the Lord says, living on top of the world. And I said, whoa, God, living on top of the world. You see, we're in this race. And I had to laugh at myself. because I had to call my dad. I called him. I inboxed him, and I had to ask him a question. And when he gave me the answer to the question that I asked him, and I thought, wow, because I had received his prophecy. And in the prophecy, my sister said, she says, when I woke up this morning, I seen you. She said, God said you were going to be running with the horses. And I thought, wait a minute. I'm already moving, I think, a little too fast. I don't want to move too fast. I'm not trying to get out of here. So I saw my spirit say, calm down. You need some wisdom. You need some guidance on this. And so as I began to call Apostle, I began to inbox him, and he began to tell me what it means. As I began to come to the understanding of it, I had to laugh at myself because it was not literally running. It was not about the speed, but it was about the journey. And I'm already out, and I can truly honestly say I'm already there. And I thank God for it. So this morning, our first text we're going to take up is Matthew. Matthew, the 6th chapter. If you'll go with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter, amen. And as I begin to ask God to give me the directions, this is what he gave me. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And then he says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as I begin to ponder that, he says, in earth as it is in heaven. And I heard in my spirit, the Spirit of the Lord began to say, call the things that be not as though they were. And when you begin to call the things that be not as though they were, because Jesus said, greater works shall we do. And as I began, I wrote down what the Spirit of the Lord gave to me. It says, in earth as it is in heaven, you can have what you believe in earth, because the Word of God says, call those things that be not as though they were. And when you begin to call the things, they begin to manifest out of the Spirit, out of your faith. And because he says, in earth as it is in heaven, heaven is above the earth, heaven is above the world, therefore living on top of the world. When you begin to call the things that be not, when you begin to trust God in your body, in your spiritual body, in your mortal body for your spirit, in the name of Jesus, when you begin to have faith and trust God for your healing, when you begin to speak, in the name of Jesus, when we begin to speak life, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And God spoke and said, let there be light. And because he spoke it, it was so. Jesus said, greater works shall we do. When we begin to speak, amen, when we begin to speak hallelujah, when we begin to speak life, we begin to have faith and believe that these things come forth. They will manifest in the natural because you have to have enough spirit. John 3, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Watch this now, greater is he. Who is he? Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, because he that lives in you, and because he is greater, because he said greater. I was so sure it was possible. And we shall be living in prosperity. We shall be living in the abundance of life. We're merely existing. And God said it's time out for us to be merely existing. It's time for us to be living. Living in the fullness of life. Living in the fullness of joy. Living in the fullness of abundance. Living in the fullness of miracles. Because why? Because he is our creator. And our creator made us to be blessed. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We have got to be in the place where God will have us to be. But as children of God, we lack, he said, just a little bit of faith, the grain of a mustard seed faith. So here we are. We have to come into this place. Because we have failed and come short. So we have to get out of this cycle of being suppressed in this world. But because we're not supposed to be. We're living in this world, but we are not of this world. And because we're not of this world, we're living on top of the world. And I'm not saying that it's if to be cocky or to be out of order with God. When I say that, this is word. We are in order with God. If you'll go with me to Romans, the 4th chapter. Romans, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. No, I'm sorry, 14th verse, I'm sorry. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. God's saving grace, God's unmerited favor, his word is sure. And because his word is sure, and because he said, I can have what I believe. You can have what you believe. But are we living on faith? Are we truly living on faith? Faith brings us, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When we come into really, truly trusting God and living in faith, I heard Apostle this morning. When Apostle got excited, I was just ready to sit back and just let the Holy Spirit take off in him. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Amen. I heard him when he said, he went in there, his credit was no good, and he got a truck off the showroom floor. This is because of faith. We have to, not just for material things, but for our life to be sustained, for our children's life. When we look at this, Job, amen, thank you, Holy Spirit, Job lost all that he had. When his servants come to him and told him all his livestock was gone, his children is gone, your livestock is gone, Job said, naked I came into this world and naked I shall leave. But he never lost sight on who God is, and this is where we have to be in our life. We must have faith, even after Job's wife told him, this is too, I'm paraphrasing, she was saying, this is too much. You laying in bed with all these balls, all these sores on you, why don't you just go ahead and curse your God and die? And Job said to his wife, you speak of a foolish woman. You speak of a foolish woman. But then look at God. God brought restoration back to him, even after his friend criticized him. Even after his friend say, man, what you did? What did you do? So Job laid there. Can you even begin to imagine in your mind what Job, how Job's wife must have been feeling? Everything we have is gone. My children is gone. Now here you are laying up in this bed full of sores and full of boils. What is it? Why don't you just go ahead and curse your God and die? Not only does he have to deal with his friends, but he has to deal with his wife as well. So you can't even begin to imagine the pain that he must have been going through with the balls and sores on your friends questioning you. Your friends are questioning your faith. Your friends are questioning your Christianity. Your friends are questioning your religion. And your wife who lives with you knows you. But now she's beginning to doubt because God has brought this to you. But God did this so that he could show his hand that he is mighty. He is God. And but when God brought restoration to them, even at the end when Job, God had to remind him, wait a minute, Job, where was you when I created this? Where was you when I spoke into the existence? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Where were you then?
Amen. We gotta leave. I'm fucking this shit.
That are above this world. That's a promise that God is waiting to give to us, his children. He has already said, it's already written. And it's on us to walk in faith and to believe in faith and not by sight, so that we can live in this world, but not of this world, on top of this world. Hebrews 11. Substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and by it being dead, yet speaking. Wow. From the grave. When God asked him, where is thy brother? But he was so furious because God accepted his brother's gift and not his gift. They swing over. We swing our brother's position daily with our mouths, with the words that are put on. And as we see here, it says, and the world, and you know what it even brings a reminder to me? Because I was just told that my words are so hard. I don't use profanity, but I just say what I need to say. But in that, you know, how can we draw someone to Jesus Christ? The word of God is either going to draw you or it's going to drive you. And this is the word of God. And if you cannot understand
COVID patients in times past in the love of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as some of them. But God, look at this, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, that he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together, our Lord and Savior. We have to exalt him in our finances. We have to exalt him in our hearts, in all of our being. That is the way it's over. That's the greatest thing that is being done and he has been in the world. And because Jesus Christ is not of this world, he came that we might have life. And that we might have life more. And because he has not us his work, and because he has given us the power and the authority to speak life, to do greater things, to have great. And we have that power. We have that authority to speak. Jesus so said it. Be healed. Be thou made whole. Peter called it. Children of God, thank you, Lord. Where is the power and the authority of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ? We proclaim his name. We proclaim the victory of his life. And you know what makes us lose the sixth chapter? Sixth chapter of Luke.
Okay.
God knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed of our womb is an abomination in the sight of God. The law is a topic whereunto a judge. Since that time, the kingdom of God is free, and every man passes into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fear. You see, Jesus said, fear the law. And when he came to fulfill the law, he came for us that we might have everything that we need. Everything. Nothing lacking. Verse 18.
Now I'm going down to verse 19.
There was a certain rich man, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And seeing Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in the flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things and likewise evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. This was a prayer that was unanswered. You see, he's got to pay for this. This comes with punishment. This Abraham was saying to him. Abraham said, and besides all this between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us. that will come from sin. So if you just strike the corner, I know that ain't no coming out. And just so we can now put you up on the head. No. God would see it in our father's place. Why are five brothers that you may testify to them, let they also come to this place of promise? Abraham said to them, they have Moses and they have prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, may Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will receive. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. That's a part of the world. And this is why we have to be on top of the world today. We have to be on top of every second thing. We have to be on top of every single waste that comes abroad. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when I see that world running from the ground up the side of the pit, across the top of that pit, the spirit wants a little bit on top of the world. Just suffering. Not worrying about it. Just having faith. Believing and trusting for your needs, your life. Believing for everything that you are. Just believing me for life. Already did that. You take that through. That's a season. Right now, the children are sitting in. That's a season that God has for each of you for everything. It takes those times. It takes the moment. And take all you give me, your acorns, and you see them digging holes in there. They're buried. They're stored away. Because when it gets cold, they're preparing. They're making preparations for the winter when it gets cold. So the winter is storing up in our spirit. His word is often hide his word in our heart. That we may not see it against God. Are we storing the word in us? Are we and not by sight? Are we challenging ourselves daily to live by the word of God? Are we challenging ourselves daily to trust his holy word, to live by the kingdom? Are we challenging ourselves? All that God said that we should be. Because he is greater, and because greater, we are on the side of us. This is a place where we have to come to in our lives is the 17th chapter of Luke. When it says it's impossible, but that offenses which come were worn to him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck and cast into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones, one of the lambs of God in the sheepfold. We have to be careful. Well, he said, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. If he trespass against thee seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent. Thou shalt forgive him. Forgiveness, long suffering, and joy. He said seven times. Today, if one offends our brother or sister or friend or loved one, we don't want to forgive him. We find it so hard. But as Christians, as saints of God, I found out that forgiveness is easy. I wrote that on someone's post. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I wrote that on someone's post. And they were saying something about forgiveness. And I said, forgiveness is easy. So she put a message back on the mind. She said, you must have never been through nothing in your life because forgiveness ain't easy. So I said, Lord, I'm not going to entertain this. But for me, forgiveness is easy. Why? Because I've been through so much. I've been through a lot. And I don't care how I try to hate. I don't care how I try to do evil things or I want to do somebody, but I say it because of the love of God that is in me, greater speed than me. And what? How can you say that you cannot forgive someone and Jesus Christ lives in you, the Spirit? How? Says, Lord, you know, I'm going to let that sit right there. I'm just going to let them soak that in. Because, see, for Evangelist Darlene Campbell, forgiveness is easy. Yes, I might have to shed some tears, but I ain't nothing short on forgiving. I never have been. I've always told myself straight. I've always said, Lord, why you got this kind of spirit in me? Never understood until I come into the revelation knowledge of God. Never understood how people can do me so wrong, how people can hurt me, and I can still look at them and say, I love you. Never knew that it was because of the love of Jesus Christ. Never knew that it wasn't about me. Hadn't come into that place yet. This is when you know that you're living on top of the world. Because you have faith in God. You trust in Him. You're believing on Him. Whatever, there's nothing lacking in your life because of the faith that you have in Him. When the veil of the temple was rent, if you'll go with me to Matthew 27, watch this. Matthew 27. We're going to go on over to verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, two pieces, torn apart in half, from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came up out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. When Jesus Christ, when the veil of the temple was rent, here it is, right here. From top to bottom, the earth shook, and the wonders of God appeared. When they laid our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in this borrowed tomb, he got up, and he got up with all power of heaven and earth, all power. So we have this power. We have this authority. And we take it lightly today, but children of God, saints of God, pastors, leaders, teachers, evangelists, we must get to this place because he has given all power. He's given us this power. Nothing lacking. Mark the 15th chapter. Here it is again. This is just to reiterate what this scripture says. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent twain from top to bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. But I'm going to tell you today, truly, he is the Son of God. You see, he thought that they had killed him. Oh, my God, but glory be to God, hallelujah, they could not. It was nothing that they could do to him. He was here just for a little while. He was here for a season. He came for that season. And he went into a bar tomb so that he can go down into the pits of hell and snatch away that key, hallelujah, from that devil so he could take that key. He went down in there. So this is why, huh? Because we got life. We own this life. We have the authority to speak into our lives. And the most amazing thing that I learned about our life, even at work the other day, I was sitting at my desk. I cannot say yesterday. And as I stated before, I got over my desk. I said, "Live and not die," but a pain hit me in my chest. Sat there and I began to just pray. And as I sat there and I prayed in the name of Jesus, and I just sat there, my spirit said, "Don't move, just be still." And I didn't move, and the pain just went right away. It's a sign, and it eased right on out. It was like it was just hard. Right in the center of my chest, very sharp, very hard. And as I began to pray, the Spirit said, "Don't move." So this is where God wants us to be. We have to accept faith of obedience. Revelation 17:14. And you know, in our lives, we have to have stability. There has to be some stability in our lives. Be ye steadfast and immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, as 1 Corinthians 15:58 says. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, as much as you know that your labor be not in vain. Philemon 1:27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye steadfast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Revelation 17. Go with me to the book of Revelation. In the 17th chapter. The book of Revelation in the 17th chapter, beginning at verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet to come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as king 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and their strength unto the beast. Listen now. We can't be allies with the devil. We can't say we serving God with our mouth and running with the devil in the natural every day. Saying anything out of our mouth, going different places, hiding, sneaking. We just cannot. Why? Because this affects the power that God has in us. When we go out to do ministry work, when you go out to lay hands, you're not going out to spread demons. You're going out to heal the sick, blind eyes, lame, so they can get up and walk. This is what he has given us power to do, to cast out the demons, not to input demons, but to cast out demons. So we got to be mindful of what we do in our life. We got to be mindful of how we live our daily lives. Our power and our strength, it comes from God. So he said here in verse 13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for we are overcomers by the blood of Jesus Christ, because we are victors. We are victors and we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And he says, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. They that are with him are called, are chosen and faithful. We have to remain faithful because of the calling in our lives, because we're chosen to do a greater work. We're chosen to do greater works. And because of that, our lives must line up with the Word of God. First Peter said, well, let me go to Revelation 5. Let me go to Revelation 5. Revelation 5, beginning at verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy, and to open the seals thereof, for thou hast slain and have redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God king and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts of the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. All of this God has given unto us as children of God. All of this belongs to us. He says, every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Christ is honored. God is being glorified. When we take the reins of the blessings of God that he has poured into us through his son, Jesus Christ, that he has blessed us to be accountable for, are we accountable for what we're doing in our lives today? We are accountable for our sisters. We're accountable for our brothers. This is why the Word of God tells us not to offend them, because we want to bring them up higher as well. We want to bring them up. We're not saying we're living on top of the world to walk on top of you, that we making you our footstool. No. He said our enemies will be our footstool. He didn't say our sisters and brothers will be. He said our enemies. He will make our enemies our footstool. But we say we're living on top of the world because of a faith that is in us, and the place where God is bringing us to increase in our life, that we should be exalted. And when we lift him up, he said, if we lift him up, he would draw all men unto him, not unto you, not unto me, but unto him. And as his name is exalted, as his name is lifted up in the earth, above the earth, we're winning souls. We're winning souls. And I'm coming to a close. If you go with me to Psalms, Book of Psalms, I'm going to Psalms, the 17th chapter, 17 numbers of Psalms, I'm sorry. Correction. 17 numbers of Psalms. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer, that goeth not out of feigned lips. This is David. He said, let my sinners come forth from my presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee
for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against thee. He said, keep me as the apple of thine eye. Why? Because God is a divine keeper. He is a keeper. He will preserve us at all times. He will hide us. He said, hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. And this is what I'm saying, as saints of God, we're not looking down on you with arrogance, with pride. But we're praying and we're lifting you up before God so that you can come up to this place. He said, come on up. He's not calling you to death because he says in earth as it is in heaven. Why does everybody think that they got to die to repent, to receive the blessings of heaven? His word don't say that. His word says in earth as it is in heaven. This is why he said call the things that be not as though they were. So he says here, verse number 12, in the 17th numbers of Psalms, he says, not as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babies. As for me, David says, as for me, I have a heavenly vision. David said, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. David says, I want to be just like you. David, as we know, David was a man after God's own heart. David says, I shall be satisfied. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Why? Because of his love, because of his mercy, because of his grace. Because of his divine protection, David says, I'm here, and you have vowed to protect me, O God. And here I am, O God. Hear me. Incline thy ear to me, because it is men in this world that who desire to take my life. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, with my closing scripture, will be from Psalms 50 and 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. This is the song of Asaph. And so he's saying the power of God, that God has so much power that he's given unto us. God is a light. And as God is this light, we should walk every day as a light that separates us from this world while we are in this world. Because he say, in earth as it is in heaven. We should be that light. We should be that keeper. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are. Already told us. He gave us a mandate to restore thy brother. If we find him in a fault, restore him to him. Restored. He's given us that mandate. So we have to reprove. We have to rebuke. And we have to bring them to a place of repentance. So that because we are in this world and that the light of Jesus Christ that in us separates us as we are living on top of the world. Our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I come now in the mighty name of Jesus, telling you thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for the blessings of life. Thank you for the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you, and we thank you, and we know that your word, God, shall not return void in the name of Jesus. As your word has gone out, as these seeds have been planted, for those who will come back, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and listen to your word years from now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear your word in the name of Jesus, and they will just begin to call on your holy and righteous name in the name of Jesus. And for that, Father, we say thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Calendar.
Thank you so much, Father, for that word. What a powerful, anointed word. We did it again. We just bless the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for your servant. Thank you for your child. And God, thank you for the word that you have poured into her heart. Lord, how she was took her time and poured it into our hearts. We ask, oh God, now that you would, oh God, refurbish all, replenish all that she has poured out, oh God, that at the next appointed time, she will have more than enough to pour into us, Lord. We know the word has gone forth to the four corners of the earth, oh God, and we know that it's even working, even as we are opening our mouth now, the word is working, oh God. Father, we thank you right now. We ask blessings upon her. Lord, we ask you to open doors for her that no one can close, and close those that no one can open. Father, I know that you are granting her the desire of her heart. And Lord, that no weapons formed against her will prosper, oh God. They will form, but they will not prosper. We thank you, oh God, that you are letting her, allowing her to become the light in this darkened world, oh God. That she will make a difference in every area that she goes, oh God. Every place that she put her feet on, like Joshua, God, you would give to her. You would allow her to be victorious in every situation, oh God. Father, we thank you right now. We praise you and we glorify you for what a marvelous anointed word you have granted us today. In Jesus' holy name. Daughter, you went all over the book. That's all I can tell you. You went all over the book. I was having a little problem keeping up with you because you were here. And as soon as I get comfortable there, you move and make some weird. I said, Lord Jesus, I got to keep up with her, though. I got to keep up with her because the word was just so, it was just so full. It was just so filled. And you was moving with the Holy Ghost. And he was just taking you just to give us what we needed on this word. And it was so prevalent how you put this together. You talked about the squirrel. I like that. When the Lord gave you that word. Looking at the squirrel walking on the fence. And God just give you revelation of that. That's, you can know it's God speaking. Because God used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, the weak thing to confound the mighty. I mean, once you look and have open spiritual eyes, God will reveal things to us that we don't even understand. So I thank you for that word. It was just a blessed word. Apostles Church just got off. Deacon Fridge is on the line. But we thank God for you, daughter. Deacon's working probably because I didn't hear his voice. So you can go ahead and pray and close out. I have to run down to Walmart to pick up this phone. So if you can do that, we will be grateful. Just pray and close us out.
Amen. Before we close out, we want to offer you salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God is raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And for you today, in the name of Jesus, we just want you to know that our Lord God is upon us, you know. And his works is established in this earth. And if you want to be saved today, what is salvation? Salvation, you're accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior of your life. And it's eternal separation from death. Amen? Because you'll have eternal life. You'll have eternal life in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word today, God, in the name of Jesus. And those who listen today, God, we say thank you. David said, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And God, we want to say thank you for your covering that you keep over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Well, you said you cover us with your feathers, God. Under his wings shall we trust, God. Under your wings, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for being our shield and our buckler, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that we will live every day by your word, God, that we will live by faith and not by sight. God, we just want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that great is he that is in me, that he that is in the world, that we shall live and not die. We shall call the things that be not as though they were. And for that, God, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We shall live and not die, God. Lord, we
thank
just want to say thank you for this life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us now, God. Bless our going out. And bless our coming in. Though we separate
thank
from this mind, God, we will not separate from your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to
thank
say thank you,
Lord,
for
Jesus.
Keeping us, sustaining us in our hearts and our minds, God. Just bless us now, God. Thank you for covering grace, God. In the name of the Father,
Lord.
In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Elder Evangelist. You'll be the Lord say the same, and we are still on this side of the grave. You'll be bringing the word next side there also. The Lord say the
Amen.
Same. So we thank God
Amen.
For you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. We have folk come on. A lot of people are trying to get things together. They're shopping for Christmas. I don't shop for Christmas. Christmas is every day. You know what I'm saying? Christmas is every day for me.
All
God
right.
Give me another chance, you know. It's every
another
day for plan. Me, you know. Every day, God give me another day to see, to be in the land of living. I celebrate. I don't wait for Christmas, you know. I don't wait for that, you know, because he wasn't born on that day anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I just celebrate Jesus every day.
Every day.
So we thank God. We thank God for you and for what God is doing. God give me a miracle this morning. I can't tell you about it because it's a little bit gross, but I'll tell you. I will just tell you that the Lord gave me a miracle this morning.
And Amen.
I've been suffering for the last. I don't want to say suffering, but I was experienced a symptom in my body for the last couple of weeks. You know, that thing couldn't stop. My doctor died, and I don't have a family doctor as yet, because my doctor died. But I want to tell you, while he was preaching, I went in the bathroom and I began to pray in the bathroom. And I began to talk to God. And I said, God, this infirmity that is sacking my body, I can't afford it, you know. And I said, Lord, I need you to heal this infirmity. And not only heal, I said, Lord, I need you to heal me from any form of cancer, any form of prostate, colon, pancreatic, brain tumor, kidney tumors. I begin to talk to God. And I tell
Amen.
You something, there was a surge, Lord, I will not lie to you. There was a surge that went through. You were preaching, I was listening to you. Because I took a computer in the bathroom with me so I could see and hear if anybody come on the thing. And I was in there praying to put my phone on mute. And I was in there praying and talking to him. Because a lot of times that's where I get my relief, in the bathroom. I know some people got to go somewhere. And I say, but I go in the bathroom and I talk to him. Because when you're in the bathroom, anybody going to disturb you. Little disturbance in the bathroom. Very little disturbance. And I tell you, Lord, I came out of there. Every situation that was attacking my body had ceased.
Amen.
I will tell you
thank
a lie.
You, Jesus.
Every
Hallelujah.
Situation that was attacking my body has ceased. And my wife and Samar is out. And I can't wait till they come home to tell them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Because you got to share. You got to share where he bless you. You got to share. You got to share. People think it's only when you get a financial blessing, but when you get healing and God touch your body, you got to tell somebody, because it encourages somebody to trust God. Encourage somebody to trust God. You know, their symptom may not be as bad as yours, but it's bad to them. You know what I'm saying? So when you share your testimony, share with God how God touched your body, how God has blessed you with this, to that man, it encouraged somebody to say, well, I got some hope. Because if God did it to her, like when you was talking about all these things that you didn't call up the names, but you say you have been through so much on your journey, where you're on your journey, out there in the world. But God has set you free from every single one. Does somebody got delivered from that? Somebody going to get delivered from that, because somebody's dealing with something that they figured there's no way out. But they hear you say, well, this woman was preaching, man. I heard her say that she had been through so much stuff. I don't know what she'd been through, but she said it was so much stuff she'd been through, she faced in her life. And God deliver her. Well, if the same God is God, like I heard he is, I know he'd be able to do it for me too. That's so essential. So I bless God for you today, daughter. Just keep on. I saw you in a vision too. As you was talking about the gentleman you're talking to, I saw you in a vision, and it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass for you. I think this is your season. I think this is your season. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. To step up to the next rim in him. You know, to become one. Become one with your mate. I see it happening. Glory to God. And I'm gonna keep you in prayer. I always pray for you anyway, but I'm gonna keep you in prayer for what God is doing in this season for you. You know, because you are a soldier. You're not just an average person in the kingdom. You are a soldier. See, they got some average people in the kingdom, but then you have soldiers that are part of the heavenly host, even though you are in the earthly realm. Even though we are in the earthly realm, we are part of the heavenly host. You understand? You understand? Once you know that. You know, when you talked about you don't have the luxury of not forgiving somebody, because you're part of the heavenly host. When you're part of the heavenly host, you don't have the luxury of saying, I can't forgive them for what they did to me. No, you have to, because you know what he done for you. I know what he's done for me. That's why I don't say, somebody say, well, I'm not going to pay you this. I say, well, that's all right. Because you still can't stop me from prospering.
That's fine.
You might not pay me what I'm worth, but you can't stop me from prospering, because I serve the one that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The silver and gold belongs to him. Hallelujah. And don't forget the oil wells belongs to him too. My God. Everything that's in this realm belongs to him. Because he's the one who spoke it into existence. Even before the scientists decide to make something, God says, I give you the wisdom and knowledge to do this. Even though it's evil. Do you hear that? Even though it's
evil,
God gave them the wisdom
to
do
it.
God gave them the wisdom to do it. And they're the one that make the choice. Because he put before us life and death. You can choose life or choose death. My God. So we thank God for you, daughter. This was a powerful word. I got to go back and soak it up again a little later. We had a grand time last night on Deacon Fraser. I'll be on again tonight. I don't know if they're not letting him respond as he want to on the line, but he'll be on again tonight, and we'll be there. Tomorrow we're gonna teach a word tomorrow. To have a couple of things the Lord has given me at 11 o'clock. We come on. And then I'm going to try to get off of 1:30 because I got to go to Rhode Island to put a relay switch on a boiler so that people can have some heat. The part just came in yesterday. Hallelujah. So we're thanking God for you all. And Lord, just keep the faith, because you're right there. You're right there. Hallelujah. You're right there.
Hallelujah.
You're right there. Just keep the faith. Keep the faith. You're right there. Hallelujah. And God is protecting you, and God is showing you. God is dealing with the situation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Care how it come. If it turned bad, God will shut it down. Do you hear what I'm telling you? God will shut it down. But right now, God is taking you right where you need to be. Okay. I love you guys so much. Have a blessed afternoon. If you got to go, don't forget to wear your mask. You know, it's one of the things that Satan is doing, but it can't do us any wrong. It can't harm us, you know. It's one of the signs of the enemy. But wear your mask and carry your sanitizer. I got a big jar of sanitizer in my truck, and I got hand sanitizers, and I got masks in my car. The washable ones I have in there, I keep in the car. If I go in the store and I come out, but I come out, I bring them in the house, and I wash them. I wash them with the Dawn dishwashing solution. Because that Dawn kills everything. Dawn solution kills everything. If you got some moss on your patio, put Dawn on. Got moss on your house, spray with Dawn. Dawn would destroy the moss. It kills everything. Any bacteria. So I wash my mask with Dawn, and then I hang them up in the mechanical room by the furnace, and they dry it out very nice. I will talk to you all later tonight on the International Prayer Line with Deacon Fraser, and hope for the Lord. We'll see you all tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, daughter.